simply terrible. Necktie, the worst. Bearing, just unbearable. What to tackle first? Still, you've got possibilities, though you're horribly square. I see possibilities. Underneath, there's something there.
Linda Lavin, of course, had a huge TV hit as the harried, funny, wise waitress Alice for 9 years, beginning in 1976. She's done film and television, but it seems as though her heart and her voice belong to Broadway. As a growing Broadway legend with her numerous starring roles in The Great White Way, she'll deliver a powerhouse performance at Club Helsinki on February 10th at 7 o'clock for an 80-minute set of well-chosen songs and lively patter. It's part of the Helsinki on Broadway series. Lavin is a 5-time Tony nominee, a Tony Award winner, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. What a treat to have you here.
You are very kind. Thank you very much. It's great to be here, and so glad we could connect. I'm looking forward to the show on the 10th of February, and looking forward to the club. I hear it's a beautiful place, beautiful club, yeah. Restaurant. Food's great. People are coming. I think we're sold out, almost sold out.
Yeah, I think you're almost there.
So we're very excited.
Well, yeah, it's a beautiful place and a beautiful time. I've read the reviews of your show that you did, a very similar show that you did in Washington at the Kennedy Center. What has it been like putting together this set, this cabaret set?
Well, it's been thrilling and fun. Most of all, it's fun. I have a wonderful band. Billy Stritch is my musical director. He's a great pianist, a great musician and singer, and he and I have been together for almost 10 years. My husband is my drummer, Steve Bakuna. I have a brilliant young jazz violinist, Aaron Weinstein, and a great guitarist, John Hart, and a bass player, Tom Hammond. And we are going to be on stage, all six of us, singing standards, show tunes, Brazilian jazz. It's been an evolution of 10 years of work, starting with a whole different bunch of songs. And we've traveled all over the country with it. We've played, supper clubs. We've played theaters from 500 seats to 1,500. And as you said, the Kennedy Center, and then most recently, in New York last week at 54 Below, a brand new supper club, and got a fantastic review from Stephen Holden in the New York Times. It's been, the joy for me is in the storytelling that the songs tell. They tell a story of me, of songs that I've lived with, grown up with, songs that I love now and have always loved and that I really want to sing, because they tell my story. Some people write books. I do a club act. It's as simple as that. And you get like it or not, and a fantastic band, which is not only supportive but is really the heart and soul of the show. It's a very musical show. And I move around a lot, and I engage with the audience, because that's the deal. You know, there is no fourth wall. We're all in the same moment together. It's kind of like a party, only the living room is bigger than anything I've ever owned. You know, it's like you've come over to the house, and we're all having a good time on stage.
Right.
But we're not just having a good time. We're hoping that you'll have a good time, too. It's more important that the audience connect and feel something special has happened.
There's such an incredible intimacy in that, and you made the statement a moment ago of some people write books, and you do this act, and the difference being is when somebody reads a book, they're doing it without the author present usually, and here it is, you're telling your story, so there is that intimacy. It's just you and them, a nice number of people. And
that's
I
exactly
assume
right.
you feel that much more than you ever would in any other way.
You're right, and because there is no script, there is of course the patter we have honed over the years to bridge one song into another, so that it isn't just a bunch of songs. But there are reasons for singing the song. But the patter is spontaneous, and depending upon who I am that night or who shows up that night, it will be in the moment. It will certainly be different from the night before or from the show before. And so, you know, people have said, have you made all that up, or is it? So we make a lot of it up, and we interact, the band and I, and and everybody gets a solo. Aaron, when he comes on, does just one of those things with Steve Bakunas, the drummer. And I tell you, your head will blow off. It's so thrilling. It's a real swing version of that song, and the drumming's fantastic, and this jazz violinist is unbelievable. Billy is a great singer, and I think he's the best exponent of Brazilian jazz that we have. And so what we do is we sing ballads, we sing love songs, we sing up tunes, we sing together, and we talk to each other, and we engage with the audience so that it really does feel like, as you say, it's intimate, but it's also a performance, and it's a party atmosphere, and it feels very alive and very real, and it's just a great joy to do, and the audience seems to have an excellent time.
You mentioned that joy, and in the reviews that I've read, talk about how humorous it is and how much fun the audience has because you're so funny. And of course, known for your TV work as well as your work on the stage, you are very adept at comedy, and I assume that that's something that has been comfortable for you for a while.
For certain. It's been comfortable all my life. You know, I grew up feeling funny, and I grew up with people who had terrific senses of humor. So everybody was either in tragedy or comedy, you know, and hopefully more comic than tragic, but sometimes a mix of both. But comedy for me is a survival technique, you know, and it's also something I really enjoy. I love laughing, and I like engaging people in laughter. So, you know, we do a couple of comedy numbers that are rooted in satire. You know, there's the Boy From, which is a satire of The Girl From Ipanema, something I sang in The Mad Show.
Mm.
And it's a hilarious satirical song. We call it our homage to Astrid Gilberto. No, I do a song of Donald Fagen, the man who is better known, I suppose, as Steely Dan.
Steely Dan, sure.
One part of it that is called Between the Raindrops, and it comes out of the story of when I did a show in Miami and how all the shows that I started out doing in clubs in New York when I was looking for work in the theater were all underground, all had the name Downstairs in them. So that's how the show starts, with that revelation. And so, yes, there's an opportunity to laugh most of the time, except when we do very serious love songs, and then we don't want anyone laughing.
Were you still able to mix doing to sing and to do theater and clubs when you were tied to Alice for 9 years?
I didn't do much club work, but I did a lot of television specials, John Davidson and Hal Linden.
Sure.
And Dean Martin, you know, and a lot of big specials that were, you know, such of the day, whether they were Christmas specials or award shows, they were all major musical specials where you did sketches and songs. So there was a mix of comedy and music. And that's pretty much where I did my musical stuff during Alice. But I had already done some nightclub stuff as a very young wannabe, trying to get onto Broadway or off Broadway stages, and that's where I started. But during Alice, I sang on Alice.
Sure,
I sang on the show. You know, Alice was a singer, also a wannabe. So that was pretty much where I did the musical stuff, which was on television, and that's a venue that has sort of died off.
So it wasn't at all a diversion of what you wanted to do. It gave you a wonderful showcase.
No. Everything I'm doing, I've always wanted to do. And it was a mix. Yes, it was a mix. You know, I was able to do all of it. during Alice, because nothing succeeds like success, and Alice was such a success that I was invited on all those wonderful shows. You know, Mary Tyler Moore had a musical special, and she had a musical series, so I was a guest on that. So I was invited to do, and then I did The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and with David Letterman, Joan Rivers. So there was a lot more opportunity in television to do musical specials in those years than there is now. And then club work meant you had to travel, and I didn't want to do that. So now I can do the club work that I want to do, where I want to do it. And because my husband is my drummer, I'm not leaving anybody at home. They're coming with me,
right.
You know. So that's a good thing. I don't have to leave home to leave anybody behind, because he's very much a part of the musical experience of the act. And, you know, we're working together, which is a great treat.
When it comes to work on Broadway, are you always open to something, thinking of what could be next?
Always. Every job is an audition, I think.
Mm.
Every job is the joy of doing the job, and the hope that it will help me expand to the next challenge. That's, I think, what being an artist is all about, deconstructing and moving into another phase of yourself, another arena, another part, another depth. Not repeating yourself, going, you know, beyond. And so, yeah, I'm always looking at what's next. So far, what's next is February 10th at Helsinki on The Hudson.
There you go.
7 o'clock.
Well, it sounds absolutely lovely. Linda Lavin will be at Club Helsinki on February 10th at 7 o'clock, and you can find out more at HelsinkiHudson.com. Linda Lavin, we look forward to having you in the region. My thanks.
Thank you, Joe. I've loved talking with you. Thanks so much.
A delight. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Again, it is February 10th at 7 o'clock. You can find out more information by going to HelsinkiHudson.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
I see possibilities. Why be shy?